T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Of course, we're here till 2 o'clock today, and then CMB will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses, you know where. Only at my favorite store, ShopRite. I know my partner's very pumped up today with his Nets, who are just smoking hot. 3 straight wins now, beat the Sixers last night in Philly. He's very excited.
I'm excited.
And also about the return of Jeruse Familia. How about that? Which is exciting because he won't be the closer.
I think you said it best. That's why, if you would have told me or I would have told you a month ago, the Mets are going to sign Jeruse Familia to a 3-year, $30 million deal. Your reaction would have been, are you kidding me?
Yeah, right.
And my reaction would have been, are you kidding me?
Right, right.
You look at it differently.
Sure. He's another bullpen arm now.
Yeah, because they got Edwin Diaz.
Yep.
Because for years when Familia was here, and he had some really good years here. Let's not ignore that.
No, he was good. I tell you, I thought the best he was when he was the setup guy for, who was it? Mejia was closing at the time?
Yeah, in 2014.
Yeah, he was phenomenal.
And then in 2015, very early on, that's when Mejia got busted for the PED stuff.
Right,
and
right.
Familia took over and had a very good year in 15.
He did.
And, I mean, the 6-out save in Game 5 at Dodger Stadium was awesome.
Until the World Series.
The World Series began the doom. The quick pitch to Alex Gordon was the doom.
Yep.
And from then on, Familia went from Mariano Rivera in the playoffs to Armando Benitez. It moved very quickly. He showed you a glimpse of Mo, 6-out save, game five.
Yep.
And then with that stupid quick pitch, how dumb was that joke?
Yeah, it was dumb.
That pitch, you know, this may be over-exaggerating, that pitch changed my life.
Yeah. Well,
because you know, if he saves that game, Joe,
I will say a little over-exaggeration.
Why? They win the World. I think they win the World Series.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Is winning a World Series life-changing? You tell me. You've experienced it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's only been 32 years ago now. The last one that they won. It wasn't like it was yesterday. It does seem it sometimes.
Was it life-changing or no? Am I over-exaggerating?
No, it was great.
Okay.
Winning championships, it's a feeling that I, you know, have not gotten often, but at least I've gotten it, although it's been a long time.
So I believe if Jeruse Familia does an idiotically quick pitch Alex Gordon and gets that save and they win game one, I think the Mets win the World Series.
Yeah, you probably
hence,
right.
Therefore, I think my life changes.
Yeah.
And I think your life changes.
Yeah.
Who knows? Everything could have been different.
Right.
Everything could have been different.
It could have been different.
But then after that, it was all a disaster. And here's the other reason why I'm good with signing Familia. I'm not having a party. I'm not celebrating. But why it's good. If you look at the other second-tier relievers, I look at the relievers in tiers. You've got the elite relievers. Craig Kimbrell is an elite reliever.
Right,
despite
concerns
over what he's asking for contract-wise, I think we'd agree with what he's done in his career. He's an elite reliever. Zach Britton is on that level of really good to elite relievers. After that, if I gave you a choice between Cody Allen and Jeruse Familia, it's not even close. Familia's better than Cody Allen.
Yep, yep.
Jeruse Familia versus Kelvin Herrera. I don't know. It's close. It's close. Yeah, same age. It's close. Jeruse Familia versus Adam Ottavino, who you love. You're a big fan of his.
Oh, I love him. He's a big fan of Babe Ruth.
He's also 4 years older than Familia.
Yeah, well.
If I gave you a choice
We know what Familia is. I mean, that's to me the key. I mean, you know, You want to give me Andrew Miller? You know I like Andrew Miller.
Well, I think they should still sign Andrew Miller.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? I don't think if they got him now, boy, that's a pretty good bullpen.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're talking Gazelman, Lugo, Diaz, Familia, and Miller. That's not bad.
And you know what's also good if they sign Miller, if they spend the money on Miller? I think that, and you've mentioned this, I would now move into the category of being good with taking Lugo out of the bullpen and making him more of a fifth starter.
Could do that.
Because you need pitching depth.
Yep.
Every team needs it. Very rarely does a team go through a season.
Better than Vargas, that's for sure.
No question. Very rarely does a team go through a season and only use six or seven starters. Usually that number is 10 or 11 or 12. I know that sounds crazy, but that's the reality. That's what usually happens during the course of a baseball season. Last year, the New York Yankees won 100 games. How many starters do you think they used last year?
Mm. They used a bunch. I would say, I'll say 10.
12.
Was it 12?
Okay. Nine of them made five or more starts.
Hmm.
The Mets also used 12. The Red Sox used 11. The Atlanta Braves, who won the National League East, used 13. The Dodgers used 11. Here's the exception to the rule. The Indians. The Indians only used 7, which is an incredibly low number, that they only used 7 guys, mainly because their guys were healthy and they all made 30-plus starts. The Astros didn't use that many guys. But in general, you need to use a lot of starting pitchers. And so if you can bulk up your bullpen, you could take a guy like a Seth Lugo, and I'd be more likely to do it with Lugo than I would Gazelman, and use him as more of a swing guy because you need guys like that. It's really important
to have
guys like that.
Definitely.
Now, here's my one critique of Brody. I'm not telling you that when you build a baseball team, you have to look at character on every guy you bring in. What bothers me is when you say something and then you do the opposite. Words matter. We're not all idiots. If you're going to say something, at least back it up. So Brody Van Wagenen said this when he was announced as the GM of the team.
Throughout my career, I've come to understand that character and makeup are critical keys to success. I intend to make character the backdrop of this organization.
The guy.
We will identify it.
Okay.
We will develop it.
Oh, sure.
And we will build around it.
You traded for a PED user and you just signed the guy who allegedly beat up his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Character?
Yep. Well, you know, to me it's a big difference between doing PEDs and beating your wife up.
Okay, then let's just stick with that.
Right.
He just signed
J-Riz
Familia, Joe.
Yeah, no, I understand. Look, I mean, look, words are words. I understand what you're saying, but if the guy can help the team, you know, and he's still allowed to play baseball, you know, you know the answer.
Joe, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm disagreeing, then why are you sitting there at a press conference talking about character?
Well, because he hadn't thought about signing Familia.
He didn't think about it.
Or trading for Robbie Cano yet. That's why.
It popped in his mind.
Yeah.
He didn't even think about it. It kind of bothers me. Then don't open your mouth. Then just shut up. Don't say that.
Well,
don't talk about character. Don't act like you're a saint. Don't talk about that stuff. And then your first moves are bringing in guys that, come on, they don't have, does J-Riz Familia have a lot of character?
Well, no. No, like I said, you hit your wife. There's never an excuse for that.
So he shouldn't have said what he said. Don't say stuff. I hate when that happens. Just don't say it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to talk about character, the GM of my basketball team talks about character. And you know what? He hasn't really brought in any bad character guys. So good for him.
Don't they all talk character, though? Don't we hear that all the time?
I don't hear that.
No?
You think every GM says that?
I don't know. I mean, we're not at every GM's press conference to hear what they say.
I doubt that.
You know, we're only worrying about the teams we root for.
Has Cashman said that?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't remember it.
I don't know.
And I'd rather that than just don't say anything. Joe, I'm not arguing that you shouldn't bring in J-Riz Familia. I'm just saying why say something.
I'd like to hear, though, if we had every press conference of every guy that's in GM of any sport, any team in any sport, I'm sure character always comes into it. And then when it comes to a situation where you can get somebody who maybe has questionable character, but he's going to help the team, that goes out the window.
Well, it went out the window here, but I don't think every GM is sitting there at a press conference kind of talking about that's part of how we're going to build an organization. Because I haven't heard it from Brian Cashman.
Right.
So when he brings in Aroldis Chapman, we're not going to have the same reaction because he never said anything about it. With that said, is it a good move? Of course it's a good move. It's a good move because when you compare him to the other relievers of that ilk, he's better. I mean, Joe Kelly's a great example, right? Joe Kelly just signed with the Dodgers.
Yep.
J-Riz Familia has had a better career than Joe Kelly. It's not even that close. The edge that Kelly has is that he was better in October. He had a very good October with the Boston Red Sox. And sometimes we overrate what we see in October. Sometimes we underrate it, but a lot of times we overrate it. So other than that, I mean, Familia's better than Joe Kelly, right?
Yeah, I would say so. But again, Familia coming here now, like I said, Does it make me crazy, move the needle? No, but it's. I just look at him as he's another arm in the pen to just help fortify the pen. He's not going to be the closer. You could use him in closing if you needed to in a pinch. You could do that.
Yep.
You know, so it just lengthens the bullpen, which is a good move.
And they still need one more, like you said.
Right.
I think that 3 years, $30 million seems kind of like the right neighborhood. You know, $10 million a year for a guy that's 29 years old. That's
the other thing. Right.
Adam Ottavino is 33.
Is he that old already?
Yeah. Zach Britton is 31. So when you look at the age and the amount of years, think about this. Familia's 29, so you've got him 29, 30, 31. When this contract is over, he's still 2 years younger than what Adam Ottavino is right now.
Right,
he'd still
be,
I think, the same age as what Zach Britton is right now. So I'm with you. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's a fine signing. They still have more to do, obviously, the catcher, the center field. And I think you can improve your starting pitching depth by signing another reliever. And that leads into something Cashman said yesterday that I thought was interesting. They're going to sign Jay Happ. And it makes a lot of sense how they're going to do it. It's a 2-year deal. There'll be some kind of vesting option to get it to a third year. So it's meeting in the middle between Happ and the Yankees. But he kept the door open to adding even more starting pitching. And I think that's a great idea. I don't think you ever have enough starting pitching, especially like we said, when most teams are using 11, 12, 13 starters in a year.
Yeah. No, I could definitely see the Yankees making a move for another starter, and they're going to make a big splash somewhere. I mean, and whether it's Machado, Harper, I never count them out of anybody. They're going to make a big splash somewhere, no doubt.
And I love the idea of the Yankees specifically with the way they're built, going to a six-man rotation. I don't know why Joe Girardi and even Aaron Boone, but more so Girardi, always looked at six-man like it's a curse word. I think the six-man, and I'm an old-school guy, I think the six-man rotation, in a way, can bring us back into more of an old-school world because
Better pitch count.
Yeah.
Throw more pitches.
Why not?
Yeah. No, I'm that's fine. I got no issues with a six-man.
If you're making fewer starts in a given season, why couldn't you extend that guy?
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
And think about some of the specific arms in the Yankee rotation. Masahiro Tanaka could use an extra day.
Right.
James Paxton has not pitched a full 30-plus start season as of yet. CC Sabathia, I think we know going in, is more of a 24-start guy.
And he's a five-inning, six-inning max pitcher.
Right, and he's probably going to have some point in the year where he spends a week and a half on the DL.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Happ is 36 years old. This rotation, I think, could use a six-man. I think it makes a lot of sense for them. And I think what's great about that is it can keep Brian Cashman aggressive on adding Corey Kluber if the price comes down or adding Trevor Bauer. I don't think that this rotation, which is fine, and it's certainly an upgrade over last year. You have Jay Happ for a full year, and you're basically going to replace Sonny Gray with James Paxton. I mean, I think we all agree it's an upgrade, right?
Yeah, of course.
Hopefully, CC does the same thing as he did last year. I think the overall numbers from Severino are fine. You just hope that he doesn't have a 6 ERA in the second half of the year. You'd almost rather him be more even keel than having this insane first half and this horrible second half.
Yeah. The thing is, though, with the Yankees, and we talked about it yesterday, look, they won 100 games last year with, you know, it wasn't exactly the 71 Orioles rotation. So it's more about what these guys are going to do with them once they get into playoffs.
Well, you got to get there first. Well,
they will get there.
Probably, but it's baseball.
You do.
This isn't the NBA where you know.
Right, that's true. You don't know.
If I had to bet right now, do I think the Yankees are going to make the playoffs? Yeah,
because
another thing is, I think the Red Sox are not going to win 108 games.
I can't see that. I can't see the Red Sox having the kind of year they had again last year.
Well, this year coming up. And even Joe, if they brought the same team back, I think that they're not going to bring the same team back. They've already lost Joe Kelly.
Right.
With what Craig Kimbrell is asking for, they're going to lose Craig Kimbrell.
Yeah.
So their bullpen is going to look very different from last year. And Chris Sale now has become a question. When Chris Sale pitches, he was great. The last half of the year, he barely pitched.
Right. Yep.
So I don't know what he's going to be.
David Price.
That's right. The greatest postseason pitcher of all time.
David Price. It's Porcello. Is he a free agent, Porcello?
No, he's still there.
Yeah, he's there.
And you know Rick Porcello, you look at his career, he is up and then he's down.
Yeah, he is.
And then he's up and then he's down.
He is.
So I agree. I mean, the Yankees should be a playoff team. I think they've already improved their rotation. The bullpen is going to take a hit simply because Zach Britton is probably gone, and we'll see about David Robertson. Will they replace those two guys? Maybe. We'll see how they do that. And you have to keep an eye on them, like you said, for the big offensive move.
Right, which will happen. I would be stunned if it doesn't happen.
I think stunned on Manny Price.
Yes. Well, they're going to sign one of those
guys. Stunned if one of them is not on the Yankees.
Yes. I think there's no question one of them is a Yankee.
Which one?
Probably Manny.
Yeah, I mean.
Probably Manny.
Cashman's right about this. even though I don't want to hear Brett Gardner, Jacoby Ellsbury, Clint Frazier is a reason you don't sign Bryce Harper, I think that's ridiculous. He is right that when you look at this team right now, Manny's the easiest fit ever because of the fact that Didi's out.
Yeah.
If you sign Manny Machado, there's no question what happens. He's the shortstop. And then when everybody's healthy, you worry about it then.
Yep.
And what happens then, I think, will be determined based on the way guys play.
Right.
What if?
And injuries. I mean, you don't know. I mean, look, there's always injuries over 162 games. Always.
There's always injuries. And what if either Miguel Andujar or Gleyber Torres takes an awful
step back?
Right. What if?
Right.
You don't know.
Right.
So you're right that Manny.
Southmore jinx.
Yeah, and it happens.
Sure.
I'm not going to bet on it, but it could happen. And Manny gives you that ultimate insurance. So he does make the most sense. The whole Scott Boris, Brian Cashman thing. I mean, Scott Boris, I know some people find him entertaining. I'm so sick of looking at this guy.
Yeah. Well, he wants to make sure his name is out there. You know that. He does.
And his analogies and his, just enough. I mean, I hate hearing from him. And then Cashman comes back and makes that Death Star reference. Do you know what a Death Star is?
Not really.
It's from Star Wars, apparently. Is that what it is, Ernie?
What is it, like a star in the galaxy that is loaded with death?
The Death Star is what the Empire uses, but it always fails. So why does he keep using that analogy? The Death Star always blows up in the end.
Yeah.
So he used an analogy comparing himself.
He's using an analogy of something that always fails.
Sounds like the Jet coaching situation.
Yeah.
It always blows up in the end.
So wait,
it's like a Death Star. Right, Mike? Like a Death Star?
Wait, so the Death Star is the evil empire in Star Wars? So he's going back to the whole evil empire
thing? Right, they're back to the evil empire.
You know what? I'll say this about the evil empire. The Red Sox are the evil empire. Why would
you mean because they win championships? Well,
now they become that.
Well,
the Red Sox have become... Look, the evil empire now resides, between Boston and Foxborough. That's where it is.
Between the two of them.
There it is. You know, like you said, what is it, about an hour away? That's the evil empire.
Yeah.
There they are.
Because even the Red Sox had not just a higher payroll than the Yankees, because that used to be the thing Red Sox fans would bitch about. Oh, the Yankees, they're buying everything. The Red Sox had a significantly higher payroll than the Yankees.
Red Sox are what the Yankees were 20 years ago.
Right.
Right now.
So aren't they the
right
evil
now.
Empire?
They are. I just said it. That's where it is now.
Yeah, but Cashman's using the analogy as if he's the evil empire.
Well, they're still,
You know, Joe, you know what the Yankees are? They're that little engine that could.
Well, I wouldn't go there. No, let's not go there.
I'm kidding around.
I wouldn't say a little engine that could.
I'm joking around.
I feel like an empire when we re-sign CC Sabathia and Brett Gardner.
Well, you will. Look, you
still
will.
Still an empire.
You will do more than the Boston Red Sox. And you know it. Because what are the Red Sox going to do this offseason? And you could argue they don't have to do anything. They won 108
games. They got Benintendi band leadoff now.
Yeah, they're flipping Mookie Betts and Andrew Benintendi. That's their big move. They're probably going to lose Craig Kimbrell if they're smart. Because would they be smart, Joe, to give this guy $100 million?
Nah, you know my feeling on that. No, absolutely not.
Though I will compliment Craig with this. He's now a Hall of Famer. I mean, now that Lee Smith's in. He's
a lot of guys. Now that Harold Baines is in, a lot of guys are Hall of Famers.
Hicks is halfway there.
Hey, I'm going to make the argument that Darno Alfonso's a Hall of Famer.
Why not?
Hey, why not?
The next thing we know, Ray Ordonez will be on his way in.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.